It's 5 o'clock. This is Evening Extra with Seamus McKee. Tonight,
we have seen members of the security forces on the building. We believe the operation is in full swing, but we don't know exactly what is going on right now. French commandos involved, explosions are heard, there could be stun grenades.
Explosions at two hostage sites in France. Suspected gunman reported dead. Some hostages freed, others feared killed.
I have seen this morning the helicopters flying just above the building, and we can see from Paris. I've seen not dozens, but hundreds of policemen.
Still a confused picture tonight after a massive police operation that went on all day. Also tonight,
clearly they will be on the watch for any further activity, either of a coordinated kind or of a copycat kind.
I've been talking to Baroness Pauline Neville-Jones, former UK chair of the Joint Intelligence Committee. There have been dramatic scenes in France. Police moving in to end two separate sieges where hostages were being held at gunpoint. The two brothers, wanted for the Charlie Hebdo murders, have been killed. Their hostage was freed unharmed. Some hostages have also been freed from a supermarket in the north of Paris. Others are reported to have been killed.
We saw arriving 30 to 40 police vehicles, all with armed policemen inside, so they are wearing bulletproof vests, they're wearing rifles, they're keeping their rifles at hand. There's also, of course, a lot of first aid vehicles, so you have ambulances, you have firefighters with their emergency rescue vehicles. People are essentially hiding. There's a high school not far from here, so it was evacuated. We saw the students coming out, and it's basically locked down in all the streets around here.
Here's what local people and journalists who were near the scene of the siege in Dammartin, north of Paris, were saying.
The journalists have been asked to move away, to back off, as police forces are about to or have just started to undertake their raid to arrest the Kouachi brothers, to seize the two suspects in the terrorist attack.
I have seen this morning the helicopters flying just above the building. And we can see from Paris, I've seen not dozens, but hundreds of policemen, hundreds of militaries. And at the place, we are in the field, we can see the building. It's quite far from Paris. We are 40 kilometers away, but very close to the airport, Charles de Gaulle.
It's a small industrial zone on the outskirts of the main road called the M2. Which is the road driving from where they were spotted yesterday to Paris. It's like a small industrial zone, you know, a few metal buildings, a few fields.
Let's hear from two journalists in Paris, Catherine Gilliardi and Melissa Shimam. Catherine, first of all, just tell us about the dramatic events at Dammartin in the last 50 minutes or so.
Well, there's some explosions were heard and then shootings, and then the last thing we heard is silence. And then after that, we heard that the hostage takers were actually dead. So this is all we know. We've been told the hostage that was kept by the two brothers, Kouachi brothers, is alive. And there's no problem. But we're just hearing now that there seem to be hostages killed in the Paris hostage situation. At least four dead in the cashier supermarket that have been found by the police, that has managed to evacuate others, other hostages, and there's a baby among the hostages who seems to be fine.
Melissa, the situation around the supermarket siege is a bit more confused. Can you just take us through the sequence of events there today?
Well, from 1 o'clock, some shootings were heard in the Porte de Vincennes, east of Paris, inside Paris. And then very quickly, some policemen and an ambulance arrived. Someone was injured on the pavement. They took that person, and apparently they handcuffed another one. And then the lights of this cashier delicatessen were off, and we were told that a hostage taker was inside with four or five hostages. It seems now that there were much more than four and five people inside there. And for hours, it was silence. Hundreds, we hear about 150 cars of police, special forces also who arrived, were there, and it was silent.
Catherine Gugliardi and Melissa Chimam, thank you very much. I would hope that if there are more developments, we can come back to you later in the programme. With me is Coletta Smith, who's monitoring what's happening while we're on air. What confirmation do we have of any of the number of hostages who
well,
are dead?
Well, we now know that French police sources have told French media that at least four hostages were killed in Vincennes.
This is at the Jewish supermarket.
Exactly, the supermarket within Paris. So there was very dramatic scenes. There's footage now being shown on the TV, of French TV footage, of the police storming that building from two different entrances. They used what are known as distraction grenades. So when there's a kind of a huge big fire type explosion, the kind of things that were used in the Sydney Cafe hostage situation a couple of months ago, those very similar kind of scenes. So it's a big flash, and the idea is obviously to distract the gunman inside from what's happening. Police seem to enter from two different directions. Very quickly, a number of hostages came out of the supermarket at that stage, and we have seen pictures of at least four hostages who were freed at that point, but it does seem to be that we're now hearing that at least four were killed.
More from France. The police have ended two sieges, killing the gunmen holding hostages. Let's hear from George Rodin, a former Metropolitan Police hostage negotiator. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
There were negotiations continuing in both locations. At what point does the negotiating stop and the police go in?
They won't stop. What will happen is that the negotiations will continue to enter a dialogue with the assailants, the perpetrators, to ensure that they can try and get the confidence of those individuals, to ensure the safety of the hostage, to see if there is proof of life, and to also possibly enable the ops teams to work out a plan, whether to go in or whether just to wait until a substantial indication of any issues have been evolved inside the stronghold.
Does it make a difference if there are a number of hostages or just one or none?
No, well, if one or 12, it should not make really a difference of the attitude and the approach by the negotiators. What there is, there may be, is that once they find out who those individuals are, because remember, they don't know possibly the gender of them. They don't know the status of some of those individuals, but everybody's life is important. So whether it be one or 12, the approach will remain the same. However, you do have a different dynamic with the numbers of individuals that are in there. So if you do have more than one, then you have support from another. If you have more than probably two, then you'll probably have somebody who maybe want to be brave, some others who are very frightened. And so, you have to manage that kind of behavior and ensure that you listen to, active listen to what's going on within the background of when you're doing your negotiations.
Listening is vital. Would you also be asking, for example, of the hostage takers, what their weapons are, how many they have, what ammunition they have, what other weapons or explosives they have? Would you be trying to find that out? Does that have a bearing on when the police go in?
Well, it will always have a bearing on how the approach would be and what weaponry the police will have. The police will be armed to the teeth anyway, because even though you may see weapons, it doesn't mean that the perpetrators themselves will actually tell you what type of weapons they have and what hidden weaponry there may be.
Let's bring you up to date on a day of dramatic developments, most of them within the last hour and a half in France. Here's Anne-Marie.
Thanks, Seamus. French authorities have confirmed that at least four hostages at a siege of a kosher supermarket in eastern Paris have been killed. The gunman holding them is also dead. A number of other hostages have been freed. The two Karachi brothers being sought in connection with the Charlie Hebdo murders are also dead after French commandos stormed the printing works where they were holed up. A hostage they were holding has been freed unharmed.
Coletta Smith's been monitoring what the various news outlets are saying about the ending of the sieges in France. What's the latest,
Coletta? Well, there's conflicting reports about how many hostages have been killed at the supermarket in Paris. So AP are saying that four people were killed, including the gunman, and AFP, Agence France-Presse, say, and Reuters, in fact, putting the death total at five, including the gunman. There's also been a tweet from a French newspaper journalist saying that the operation doesn't look over yet. He says he saw police run behind the store, clearly looking for somebody, maybe accomplices. So there is still activity happening down there, but we've just heard that the Interior Minister of France is on his way to Vincennes, to the scene. Monsieur Cazeneuve is due to meet police there. So it does seem to be that perhaps the incident is certainly safer than it was a while ago, if leading French politicians are on their way to the scene.
Because it must have been the fear, Coletta, that they were facing a campaign of terror throughout the country.
Exactly. And French President Monsieur Hollande this afternoon made a very public address outside in Paris on the streets. And that was clearly to kind of counteract that fear of people right across Paris. So the fact that he was standing there in public in a street in Paris was exactly for that reason. And
time is 8 minutes to six. Let's go back to Paris and hear from the two journalists there who were informing us earlier of the dramatic developments that took place within the last couple of hours, Melissa Shamam and Catherine Giuliardi. Catherine, can you just confirm for us what we know for sure?
Okay, what we know for sure is that the three men that had been identified have been killed, that in Dammartin, outside of Paris, they have actually ran out of the building, shooting at the police, and they were shot down by the police. That the hostage that we imagine in Dammartin was actually not a hostage, but someone who was hidden in a box for the whole day, and who informed the police gradually on what he could hear or see from the movement of the gunmen. So nobody died except the gunman in Dammartin.
Let's get the news from Anne-Marie Foster.
French media are reporting that at least four hostages at a siege of a kosher supermarket in eastern Paris have been killed. The gunman holding them is also dead. A number of other hostages have been freed. The two Karachi brothers, who were suspected of the Charlie Hebdo murders, are also dead after French commandos stormed the printing works they were inside. A man who was trapped in the building with the gunman has been freed. The BBC's Lise Doucette described the events at the scene in Dammartin.
When the police went in, first of all, there was these two explosions we heard. We think that these grenades were hurled into the industrial building, and then a huge hail of automatic gunfire. It went quiet again, and then there was another explosion. And then the two men who were known to be heavily armed, who'd said they were ready to die, they came out firing, and then they were cut down when French special services opened fire.
French media also reporting at the moment that one other gunman escaped at the end of that hostage crisis. So it's still very much an unfolding situation. France is still on high alert for terrorism. We're hearing now that President Francois Hollande will address the nation within the next hour at 7 o'clock tonight. The British Prime Minister has also just tweeted, the UK Prime Minister David Cameron says he will join the German Chancellor and the EU President in Paris on Sunday for an event that's being held there. And we're also just hearing that the Great Synagogue in Paris has been evacuated and closed. They've cancelled tonight's Shabbat service. And according to Le Monde, it's the first time that that's happened since World War II.
Thank you. The BBC security correspondent Frank Gardner says the double assault on both hostage situations was a deliberate move by police.
This is a fairly classic hostage release situation where they're using what's called flashbangs. Those grenades, those flashes you saw going off there, they're not typical grenades in the sense that there's no kind of fragmentation of shrapnel flying around. They're merely to create a very big bang and a flash with the aim successfully of totally disorientating and confusing anybody in the room, hostages included, but you basically take command of the room, you take control of it, and you use the few seconds that you've got before they can recover to get everybody out.
Where does all of this leave the security situation in the United Kingdom? Before the sieges were ended, I spoke to Baroness Pauline Neville-Jones, former chair of the British Joint Intelligence Committee and a former security and counter-terrorism minister. I asked her what challenges the French security forces were facing.
clearly they will be on the watch for any further activity, either of a coordinated kind or of a copycat kind. And then, of course, there will be an absolutely exhaustive examination of what they knew, why they were not aware of what these men were planning. And the more we know, the more there does appear to be evidence of quite long-term planning. So it's interesting, though it's potentially explicable, why it was that no information had been picked up. And they will want to know why that is the case, and they will want to know if there was electronic tracing. They didn't pick it up.
John, thank you very much. 18 minutes past six. Coletta has more.
Yeah, we're just listening here to the Minister for the Interior in France, Bernard Cazeneuve, paying tribute to the security forces who've been involved throughout the last 2 hours in particular. He says they were happy to put their lives on the line when the risks were so high. He was also, of course, mentioning those within the fire service and those within the ambulance service who've been involved. But at the end of his comments, he said that France remains mobilised in events that we have never experienced before. So obviously France still on very high alert when it comes to terrorist attacks here. In terms of other information that's coming through gradually, it's possible that one of those unknown hostages who were killed within the supermarket may have been the second gunman. So it may be that the second gunman hasn't escaped, that he was in fact shot, but obviously as an unknown person they weren't sure whether it was a hostage or a gunman. So that's French media again reporting that. Nothing confirmed yet. The BBC not able to stand over that, but that seems to be the information coming through. Tonight in the Place de la République, a vigil's continuing for the third night in a row after those original shootings at the magazine. People have been flocking to the centre of Paris each night. It's obviously a much smaller gathering tonight because of all the security alerts that are ongoing in Paris at the moment, and also because they've announced that Sunday is to be the biggest vigil. That's the one that Prime Minister David Cameron will be heading to, along with lots of other leaders from across the globe, in order to show support for what's happening in France at the moment.
Thanks. What do British Muslims make of the murders at the Charlie Hebdo magazine? Sima Kotecha has been to High Wycombe, northwest of London, which is one of the biggest Muslim populations in the country.
So what are you cooking?
This is cauliflower with potato.
Service at this Pakistani restaurant resumes as usual, but the shooting spree in Paris is playing on the owner's mind.
It is painful that people have to die on this way.
Sajid Haider is a practicing Muslim. He insists that Charlie Hebdo should not have mocked the Prophet Muhammad.
I love my Prophet more than my mom, more than my dad, more than my children. And if the people make his cartoons or something else, they're hurting my heart.
But sir, we live in a democracy.
Yes. No, you can insult the peoples. You can insult me. You can insult anybody else, but not the God, not the Prophet Muhammad. We are not allowing that. If they are doing that, that will be happen again and again.
His view is not a rare one here in High Wycombe, where the Muslim population dominates many parts of the town. But he was the only one who was prepared to say on the record that he did not think those killed were blameless.
Why the people, they are hitting over faith, over profit.
Are you saying that this attack in Paris was wrong?
It is wrong, but they have to stop. The people who is insulting Islam, Islam is very, very peaceful.
So you understand why they killed all these people?
I understand that. Some of them was not innocent, while
some of these people killed were not innocent.
The editor.
The editor.
Yeah, who make the cartoons.
Why was the editor not innocent?
Well, he have no right to make cartoons of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He have no right. He have no right to say that Islam is bad.
Before we go, on the day that French police stormed two hostage sites in the Paris area, killing three hostage takers, here's the latest from Coletta.
We're just hearing from AFP, Agence France-Presse, saying that armed robbers are taking two hostages at a jewellery store in a southern French city. Now, there's no more information than that, and there's certainly no BBC confirmation of that, but it just shows the high level of alert that is currently right across France. We're not even sure which French city is being referred to in that latest note from AFP Media Agency, but it's certainly a serious situation. We've just heard from the French Interior Minister saying the nation is relieved tonight, but they are also on a very serious high alert.
I gather it's Montpellier, that city that the reports are coming from. That's it from us. Thanks, Coletta. Tonight's producers were Mary Kelly and Paula McCann. Mickey Bradley is next with The Art Show from us all. Good night.